Hello, this is Rocky Wendos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you will lift up the energy of the world brightly and so as your life and life of the people around you, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, continuation of the Amitāya Sutra, the Dharmakara is praising his master, the king of the world, freely control the world, Buddha. Sages I owe Buddha. Dharmakara prays that his master is deeply, clearly be mindful to the Dharma ocean of the Buddhas and deeply into clearly awaken the deepest of the bottom of it. Well, often in sutra, the enlightenment is an example as the ocean. Some says that it's especially the sutra which was written in near the South India. And the place close to the sea. But why he didn't praise that the wisdom is highly up above the sky? He didn't do it, but he praised that so deeply into the bottom of the ocean. Why deep down? This is two reasons. And it's even interesting. Well, one reason is that to awakening to the enlightenment means that awakening to all subconsciousness, all your subconsciousness. And subconsciousness is, of course, is deeply down inside of the heart. Therefore, it's down the bottom. As long as you are just looking external world, you not awaken to enlightenment. You have to go deeply into your own heart. But it's interesting that deeply goes into the own heart is equal to accepting the other people or other people's heart, or accepting external world into the own heart, and deeply inside by accepting others and the external world, you will find the oneness inside of your deep inside yourself and the external world are the oneness in deep inside of your heart. Well, there is some kind of bottom exist in subconsciousness. The deeper level of the bottom is the surface of the internal great spirit of the universe. And that is the world of non-duality. Well, prayer or altruistic prayer for others is equal to go deep inside your heart. And it's equal to accepting others and the world into your own heart, deep inside of yourself. And if you go deep inside yourself, or even your own God deep inside yourself, the darkness of the heart exists, or darkness of the life, or cause of the darkness of the life exists as energy, as a karma. And interestingly, many of the people are caught by this darkness. And when one gets caught by this darkness energy, what happens is that this person, the one who does not make the others right, does not make also oneself bright, and even the one try to try to be positive, as long as you are trapped means that because just not to recognize it or just ignore it, and if you just try to be positive, that effort only lasts long for the while. What I want to say is that who makes the life bright? Who make other people's feeling bright is a one who are always recognizing the darkness and always blow it away, keep blow it away, the darkness of the life, the energy of the darkness in the life. All the time recognizing and all the time putting effort to blow them out. And interesting is, in the practice, let's say in the altruistic prayers practice, in the chanting, only the one who are all the time, recognize the darkness, and all the time killing and blow it out the darkness, and automatically the energy goes up. Energy goes up automatically goes up, and makes the field, the world bright, automatically by facing and blowing away the dark and negative energy. Let's make one more time clear. The one who does not recognize or who ignores the darkness in life, even they try to be positive and bring the energy of the world goes up, they will be trapped by the negative energy. But the one who are bringing the energy of the world up lighter is the one who are always recognizing the dark energy and blow it, keep blowing away. And as a result, with automatically the energy of the world goes up by this energy action. And this is what the meaning of this sentence that the Sejidaiho Buddha is deeply, clearly deep inside of the bottom. the deep, dark, dark, deep bottom of the ocean. No need to go above the sky, because by doing this, automatically the energy of the existence goes up and infinity. And this is a way how to fit to the infinitive development of the universe. The universe is a spirit, the spirit of the infinitive development, and this is how to fit to it. And if unification of this infinitive development of the spirit as the universe, the whole universe is on your side, and your energy will be much brighter, and your life will be so as your life. May your life be brighter and brighter.